Lesson 36, comparisons. So we'll look at how to say someone is bigger than someone else, something is smaller than someone else, etc. So to start with, how would you say Mike is tall?
Mike est grand.
What about Mike is taller?
Mike est plus grand.
So literally, Mike is more tall, plus grand. So to say Mike is taller than Ollie would be...
Mike est plus grand que Ollie.
So than is que in French. So Ollie is small would be...
Ollie est petit.
And then what would Ollie is smaller be?
Ollie est plus petit.
So again, just add plus at the beginning. Nothing needs to be added at the end. And the full sentence, Ollie is smaller than Mike.
Ollie est plus petit que Mike.
Now, Graham is tired.
Graham est fatigué.
Graham is less tired.
Graham est moins fatigué.
So again, add moins to the beginning, like we say less tired. So Graham is less tired than Anya.
Graham est moins fatigué que Anya.
And how would you say Anya is fast?
Anya est rapide.
And Anya is faster.
Anya est plus rapide.
And Anya is faster than Graham.
Anya est plus rapide que Graham.
Now, how do you say I am in French?
Je suis.
So if you want to say I am as fast, you would say
je suis aussi rapide.
So aussi you add for as fast. So if you're going to say I am as fast as you, you would say
je suis aussi rapide que vous.
So que again at the end, like we had than you, it's with que, it's also as you, que vous. So how would you make it negative? I am not as fast as you.
Je ne suis pas aussi rapide que vous.
And in the past tense, how would you say you were?
Vous étiez.
So how do you say you were as good?
Vous étiez aussi bon.
And how do you say you were as good as him?
Vous étiez aussi bon que lui.
And what about they were?
Ils étaient.
And they were shorter?
Ils étaient plus petits.
Notice petit can mean short as well as small. So they were shorter than us would be...
Ils étaient plus petits que nous.
So what was they were again?
Ils étaient...
And they were less good.
Ils étaient moins bons.
They were less good than us.
Ils étaient moins bons que nous.
Now, how do you say you go in French?
Vous allez.
And therefore, in the future tense, you are going to be more slow.
Vous allez être plus lent.
So lent is slow, L-E-N-T. Plus lent, more slow or slower. So you're going to be slower than me.
Vous allez être plus lent que moi.
And what about I'm going?
Je vais.
I'm going to be more fat or I'm going to be fatter.
Je vais être plus gros.
And then I'm going to be fatter than you.
Je vais être plus gros que vous.
And with être in the future tense, how do you say they will be?
Ils seront.
They will be taller.
Ils seront plus grands.
And they will be taller than me.
Ils seront plus grands que moi.
And what about you will be?
Vous serez.
So you will be more tired or you'll be tireder?
Vous serez plus fatigué.
So you'll be more tired than him will be.
Vous serez plus fatigué que lui.
And now to recap on previous lessons. How do you say I would like some wine?
Je voudrais du vin.
What about I would like some beer?
Je voudrais de la bière.
I would like some water.
Je voudrais de l'eau.
I would like some drinks.
Je voudrais des boissons.
I would like a whisky.
Je voudrais un whisky.
I would like a rum.
Je voudrais un rhum.
I would like an orangina.
Je voudrais un orangina.
I would like a coke.
Je voudrais un coca.
And the future tense. I'm going to play.
Je vais jouer.
He is going to buy.
Il va acheter.
She is going to watch.
Elle va regarder.
We are going to eat.
Nous allons manger.
You are going to be.
Vous allez être.
They are going to go.
Ils vont aller.
And the other future tense, I will. How do you say I will leave this evening?
Je partirai ce soir.
What about she will leave this evening?
Elle partira ce soir.
He will leave tomorrow.
Il partira demain.
We will leave tomorrow morning.
Nous partirons demain matin.
You will leave this evening.
Vous partirez ce soir.
They will leave tomorrow morning.
Ils partiront demain matin.
Now, how do you say I would like to order a sandwich?
Je voudrais commander un sandwich.
My sandwich is terrific.
Mon sandwich est formidable.
The waitress is kind.
La serveuse est gentille.
The French man is sensitive.
L'homme français est sensible.
And the phrase il faut, how do you say it is necessary to eat every day?
Il faut manger tous les jours.
It is necessary to visit China.
Il faut visiter la Chine.
It is necessary to go to the station.
Il faut aller à la gare.
It is necessary to work.
Il faut travailler.
It is necessary to watch the football.
Il faut regarder le foot.
It is necessary to leave tomorrow.
Il faut partir demain.
It is necessary to buy a ticket.
Il faut acheter un billet.
It is necessary to play tennis.
Il faut jouer au tennis.
Is it necessary to live in London?
Est-ce qu'il faut habiter à Londres?
Is it necessary to arrive tomorrow morning?
Est-ce qu'il faut arriver demain matin?
Is it necessary to leave this evening?
Est-ce qu'il faut partir ce soir?
And for the imperatives, or telling someone to do something. So how do you say, let's finish it now?
Finissons-le maintenant.
So remember the pronoun goes after, finissons-le. But when it's negative, let's not finish it now.
Ne le finissons pas maintenant.
And how do you say, wait for me?
Attendez-moi.
Again, the pronoun after the noun, and it changes from me to moi when it goes after. Whereas with nous, it stays the same. So wait for us is...
Attendez-nous.
And don't wait for us.
Ne nous attendez pas.
Listen to me.
Écoutez-moi.
Don't listen to me.
Ne m'écoutez pas.
And don't listen to him.
Ne l'écoutez pas.